السلام عليكم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام على آل ياسين. السلام علیک یا داعی الله و ربانی آیاته. السلام علیک یا باب الله و دیان دینه. السلام علیک یا خلیفت الله و ناصر حقه. السلام علیک یا حجت الله و دلیل ارادته. السلام علیک یا تالی کتاب الله و ترجمانه. I offer my condolences to Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam and all the mu'minin for the shahadat of Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam, the father of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam, and I seek the assistance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam that I am able to put my point across for tonight. The topic I have chosen to talk about, when looking at the environment today, I thought I speak something relevant to today's environment, and I decided to talk about what I named it as Asrar al-Rizq, the secret of Rizq. First I say why. Probably those who have seen my last few topics, I have always started with Asrar al-Hajj, Asrar al-Salat, Asrar al-Rizq. I should give an explanation as to what do I mean when I start with this word Asrar before it. The reason that there is a notion that for everything, every act, every action, and everything, there is a sir and there is a secret. Because as per the verse of Quran, وَإِن مِنْ عِنْدَنَا إِلَّا خَزَائِنَهُ وَإِن مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنَهُ. Indeed, whatever exists, the source of it is with us. That is, the origin and source of everything is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the things that we see in the level of material level, they are the lower version, or they refer to it, they call it raqiqah. Raqiqah means a diluted version. What we see is a diluted version of a reality up there in the universes of Allah and universes of Aql. Then they come to universe of Barzakh. And they come then to universe of matter. So there is, for everything, there is a reality up there. And it's not a physical up there. We are not talking physical. We are talking a level and a status wise. So similarly, Rizq has got the same notion. There is a reality behind Rizq. And let's see what we have done to this simple thing. And what have we done to this matter that is being guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has been guaranteed in Quran and in many verses and in many ahadith from A'imma Ma'sumin alayhi salatu wa salam. We start with the word of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, in his letter 31 to Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wa salam. He says, وَعَلَمْ يَا بُنَيَّ أَنَّ الرِّزْغَ الرِّزْغَانِ رِزْغٌ تَطْلُبُهُ وَرِزْغٌ يَطْلُبُكَ فَإِنَّ أَعْتَ لَمْ تَعْتِهِ أَتَاكَ مَا أَغْبَهَ الْخُزُوعُ عِنْدَ الْحَاجَةِ وَالْجَفَاءُ عِنْدَ الْغِنَى إِنَّ لَكَ مِنْ دُنْيَاكَ مَا أَصْلَحْتَ بِهِ مَثْوَاكَ. Here Imam says, oh my son, أَنَّ الرِّزْقَ رِزْقَان, the rizq or sustenance. You all understand what is rizq. Sustenance is two types. A rizq that you go after it, and the rizq that rizq is coming after you. So there are two types of rizq. The rizq that it's like ajal. You know ajal, the way how it is arranged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ajal of everyone, that the very point of time that a person is supposed to die, that is called ajal. When he catches the person, be it in the aeroplane, be it on the earth, in the sea, on the moon, wherever, when ajal comes, it catches. Similarly, rizq of a person is like your ajal after you. is after us, and when it is the time, it will come and reaches to us. There is another risk, which we are after that. And no matter how much we try, we can never catch it. We are only making all these efforts. Unless we, God forbid, we do it in a haram way. If we do it in a haram way, it's not included in my talk. That risk that Imam alayhi salam says, no matter how much you chase it, you won't get it. It's like tail chasing. Look at what has happened today. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The first problem that we do not get along well with this notion is how we treat the word of Ma'soom alayhi salam. The first thing is, do we that strongly take that word of Ma'soom? If we take it by heart, so we will be really managing our life as per what this hadith says. And if what this hadith says is, if my rest will reach me, I wouldn't kill myself and be like a seasoning fish in this pan for doing everything so that I reach myself to some more money. If that was my real and true belief, I would have worked very calmly, and I would have worked a moderate amount of time, and I was certain that my risk, I will reach to it. There was no point for me to do anything so that I make more money. But the problem is, we do not believe in that very word of Imam Ma'soom alayhi salatu wasalam. I know a lot of times that when we reach to this type of a statement from Ma'soom, what we have in us, the intellect we have, is called Aql al-Juz'i. Aql al-Juz'i, that is that particular intelligence, or that particular Aql in us that is referred to as Aql al-Juz'i. That starts to question, well, is it right? Then you remember a lot of times, when I was doing this, when I was doing that, it didn't happen, I didn't get that money, I lost this money. So that is the argument that Aql al-Juz'i put in front of us so that we do not believe in the word of Imam. Whereas Aql al-Juz'i, while is good, and we all have it, but it's for us up to a certain age. At a certain age, we have to pass that level, and we have to be able to reach to what is called wise intelligence, or intelligence of wisdom. That intelligence of wisdom guide us through, so that we learn and we realize that whatever comes from Ma'soom, no matter how much I understand it, if there is any problem in my in accepting it, that would be in my understanding. That would not be in the word of Ma'soom. So we have to pass from this stage. We have to use our intelligence, our wisdom that is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make ourselves acquainted and know in depth the status of Ma'soom, and whether what Ma'soom says can be in any way not acceptable and not true. So, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us, we pass that stage and we understand what Imam Ali alayhi salam saying when he says, Ar-rizqu rizqan. That rizq which comes like ajal, like the death after us, and will catch us at anywhere, at any time. And it only, there is one thing about it, that we might be looking at our rizq of next month, next week, next year. That is not yet the rizq for us. Rizq of every day is being given at that day. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says in a hadith, this is what I just said it in English, but the Arabic is innahu qala law anna abdan haraba min rizqihi hatta yudrikahu kama anna al-mauta yudrikahu. So the slave of Allah will be, even if he is escaping from his rizq will be chasing him until it will catch him. And also in Quran, Surah Hud number 6, it says, ما من دابت فی الارض الا علی الله رزقها. There is no anything moving on the earth. That means any animatory living being. Anything which has got any type of life, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed his rizq. But again, this aql al-juz'i or particular intelligence even sometimes make us to argue with Quranic verses and not to take it and believe in it. Because if I look at, when I look at myself, if I truly and sincerely believed in this verse of Quran and those ahadith, I would have lived a different life when it comes to looking for rizq and sustenance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed, and there is a very simple reasoning here. See, we have to look at what are we made for. Are we made for this material life? Everyone knows the answer to that. That we are, if we are made for this material life, نَسْتَجِيرُ بِاللَّهِ, that we are saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made something useless, has made all this life useless. What is the point that Allah creates us for this materialistic life, and when we die everything is finished? So that is not befitting of Allah. So we have to allow and assume we are made for an eternal life, which is beyond this material life. Again, here there is another logic here we have to look at, and we have to make tafhim to our heart about these things. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created me for an eternal life beyond this material life, but when it comes to sustenance, He has left it on my own, so that I have to work 18 hours a day to make my sustenance. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a useless work. What is the point that I come to this world and out of the 18 hours or 16 hours of not sleeping time that I have, I go 14 hours after my rest. Again, what would I achieve? How do I satisfy the goal of creation? So again, that cannot be right. It cannot be that Allah has created me and has left my rizq to myself. Otherwise, if that would have been the case, some people with more intelligence, more smartness could have made their living, and some people with less intelligence or with less luck or whatever component, thank you very much, that plays a role in making our living. So it would have been different for different people. Some people could have not made their sustenance at all. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot have, when I say cannot, I mean it does not, is not befitting of Allah to have created me for an eternal life. And in all those, you know, we know about those verses and the ahadith which وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجَنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أَيْ لِيَعْرَفُونَ. And then there are many ahadith which is not the topic of tonight, but we know that what we are made for. What we are made for, that needs a certain rest to have been guaranteed for us. Otherwise, there is no way for us to fulfill that purpose of the creation. So with this very simple reasoning, one would understand that we must have come with a guaranteed rest. One of the statements of Luqman Hakim to his son, he says, "Oh my son, how could Allah has given mankind in three of his life stages all his rizq, but when it comes to his fourth level of life, which is when he is grown up, he doesn't give it. When he is in the womb of the mother, he has got rizq there. When he is born, he has got his rizq in the breast of the mother. When he is child, when he grows and he is child, his rizq is there. Allah has created so much of mahabbat and love in the heart of the parents, so his rizq is made by them. How come such Allah, when it comes to the very point, that very time, that we are meant to start understanding ourselves, we are meant to start understanding why we have come to this world for, we are meant to start to do our worshipping, at that very time Allah entangle our whole life with this going after sustenance? It doesn't make sense." Salawat wa rahmat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So, in that hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or in that statement of Imam in that letter, when you look at it, he says the meaning of it has got different levels of meaning. You can see in that, it's Imam alayhi salam is saying, if what does that mean? If you have a rizq which is guaranteed, he will chase you. And then Imam says, do not humiliate yourself when you do not have enough. If you are in need, do not humiliate yourself. Let me find it again and read it in Arabic. So, ما أقبع الخزوع عند الحاجة. What a bad and embarrassing thing is when we humiliate ourselves at the time of hajat, need, at the time of need. And basically, the reason of that is, again, is very obvious. If your rizq is meant for you and guaranteed for you, what is the point that you make yourself humiliated? Because the point is rizq. See, when if I'm from here, I finish this gathering, and I go, Brother Iqbal invites me to his home, and I go and I start to eat dinner there, that means my rizq has been there. So rizq, the notion of rizq, is not the bank account. It's where you eat, where you get your clothes from, where you drink. We never know where our everyday rizq is. Tonight, most of us, is in Hosseini, here. But some of us may not be able even to eat it, even if we have made our best intention now. We never know by the time we finish whether I get a chance. And the point also is not asking for our rest of tomorrow. The point behind it is whether we are alive tomorrow or not. Do we have to work so hard for the days that we do not know whether we live or not? So I was asked to make this talk in two parts. One before Salat and one after Salat. Inshallah, I can remember to pick up the talk from here again. Bar Muhammad al Muhammad Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.